Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer and Geo coming alive. The Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. At 9 a.m., we have a special in-studio guest. Surprise in studio guest. I didn't know if it was going to work out. A lot of drama around this person. Been in the news.
Lame Duckskin.
No, it's not him. It's not Lame Duckskin.
Listen, dildo head.
I mean, this is, they got out of control. And I guess they had this kumbaya moment yesterday where they were apologizing to each other. Is that right?
Yes, to continue the, you know, the scenario they
I'm not kidding.
Put out there.
I'm not screwing around. This is not a joke.
This is not a joke. So they kept it going yesterday. And
I will say,
to entertain
us, I am going to miss Spike. I am going to miss him because I think he's really played into the station nicely.
Yeah.
So as far as the scuttlebutt about his replacement, any more on that or no?
Dead quiet.
There's your new program director, Dominic Schlubchek.
No, it is, it's been totally quiet.
Totally quiet.
I mean, completely quiet.
All over the place on Friday.
Eerily quiet.
Giving me all this hope and all this. I even got a text from Neil Best. It got big. And he's like, did you talk to this guy? Did you talk to that guy? And I'm like, I didn't talk to either one of those guys.
Yeah. Right. You did not. I probably have. But I didn't get a text from Neil Best.
Maybe he doesn't have your number.
He doesn't. Can easily find it. Could have asked you.
You talked to somebody, though.
About what?
Boomer did.
I did? How did I talk to somebody?
On Friday, I thought you did.
Yeah, but it wasn't who Neil Best thought I was talking to.
Oh, I see. But it was
like, you know, Neil Best, like, he asked me a question directly about, did you talk to this guy? Did you talk to that guy? And I'm like, I did not talk to either one of those guys.
Yeah, totally quiet. And I don't know what that means. I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, I was told that Friday was the drop dead, make a decision, poop or get off the pot day. And now we are sitting here on Tuesday.
Yep.
And it seems like we're still on the pot.
Yeah, I was watching John Tortorella after last night's game. Their loss to the Islanders.
Yes.
And
oh, wow. Boomer weaved hockey into this conversation.
And so he said that, you know, if you don't have the balls to play at this level right now, we're finding things out. And I kind of feel the same way about the program director here. If you don't have the balls to take it, then don't take it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if
take
it's so
somebody
much.
With some big brass ones, which is shiny as the underwear, to take that job, man.
No, it certainly does. But, I mean, who knows? It might be a financial thing. There might be holdups where the balls are there, but just maybe the deal isn't what the person expected. I don't know. Could be a number of things.
But you were all over this last week, and now all of a sudden you're not all over it.
How can I not? How can I be all over if no one's saying anything?
I need your ear to the ground.
Ears to the ground.
Get
Sometimes
in there.
These things go quiet.
Get in there and get it done. Whatever you need to get done, get it done. You're in the power chair. Show some power. Show some.
Hey man,
some moxie.
I have all the information I've got. I have told you, and it's just gone dark. Now I can poke around again.
Maybe that's by design, because the powers that be maybe said, hey, to all the candidates, you know, shut your mouth.
I don't think so.
If olives have
Yeah, okay. So, Al, if they doubled your pay, would you take the job?
I would not.
How about they tripled your pay?
No, probably not. It just doesn't go with my lifestyle, unfortunately.
I mean, you're here early, and let's say you could leave by 2.
Mm.
But you're always on call because you're the boss.
Yeah. And I mostly hate everything, which would be terrible.
I know you do. You hate everything. You hate everybody. You're miserable. I get it.
No,
that's
my
the way you live your life. I understand.
Yeah.
Any more on the poop patrol? Any more with the cameras that you put up?
No, I do have my camera set up, and there has not been any poop in my camera range.
In your general vicinity.
Yeah,
okay.
So far, so good, but I will get information soon.
Okay.
Sometimes when you're doing police work, you got to lay low, and things happen.
You know what was caught on a camera through a friend of a friend? Is actually my brother-in-law's friend. He showed this to me on Easter. I could not believe this. So his friend, my brother-in-law's buddy, puts out all these Easter eggs filled with candy the night before on the lawn and hides them for his kids to wake up and then go get the candy eggs, right? So he wakes up in the morning. They're all gone. So he's like, what the hell? He looks at his camera, Amazon driver, and I watch the whole thing. Guy gets out of the truck, the delivery guy. Puts a package on a thing, goes over, just starts picking up all the eggs that are filled with candy and brings him into his car or truck that he was delivering.
Oh, that is great.
Now, those people, I don't think they actually work for Amazon. A lot of them are independent contractors.
Yeah.
But I mean, how low can you go to get like a mini Snickers in a fake plastic egg and steal that away from the children? I mean, seriously, that's pretty bad.
Much rather have them steal that than the car.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. But you know what I mean. But I mean, I thought that video could have gone viral. That could have been something that was on
100%,
like all the talk shows and stuff.
You got to put that out there.
Yeah, but maybe I will. Maybe I'll try to get it from him, and then
you got to put it out there.
We could be the ones responsible for it going viral. Because can't you just see that, like on a Today Show, or Good Morning America, like delivery driver steals candy from kids?
I can't see it on that. No.
So many people have cameras now. I don't understand people still doing these crazy things.
I know. I mean, because that guy's going to 100% get caught. Not that he's going to be prosecuted or anything, but he may end up losing that job. It's not like he's going to walk away in cuffs, but whatever. All right, so you want me to get the ear back to the ground? I'll do that for you.
I think you need to do that. I think it's all of a sudden gone dark. It's gone quiet. I got all excited last week.
Yeah. Yep, I'm sorry to get you all lathered up and then not deliver on it.
You got me lathered up. You got Neil Best lathered up down there in Jersey.
Just text the leading candidates.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I don't know. I only know one leading candidate that I have.
What
the
about
number.
Dominic Slubchek? No.
Yeah, I think Dominic bowed out of the job.
Oh,
there wasn't enough money for Dominic Slubchek. All right, so speaking of scuttlebutt, here's the latest draft scuttlebutt. You ready for this one?
Yes, I am.
All right, so actually saw the guys that you go on with on EEI chopping it up about this one. Because
okay.
There was a report out there from one of these NFL draft Nick guys, Tony Pauline, that said that at his pro day, J.J. McCarthy's pro day, the big buzz there was that the GM, the new GM for the New England Patriots, Elliot Wolf, is pushing hard for McCarthy and believes he has as much upside as any quarterback in the draft.
It sounds like Jim Harbaugh. Those words were right out of his mouth as he was leaving Michigan.
Yeah, and I don't know if I believe that, because everywhere you have seen, it is in some way, shape, or form after Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May.
So here's the thing. The reason you would do that if you were New England sitting there at number 3 is maybe you want Washington to take him.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
Or you can get Drake May.
And this is why you can't believe any of this stuff.
No, but this is what makes it fun.
It does make it fun, but I mean, and it creates conversation, but you really can't believe some of these pre-draft reports, because this stuff happens. You tell me all the time, what do you call it, silly season, where these guys will put out these things to try to convince you that they believe a certain thing to force a team into a trade or whatever it may be. But, you know, it's funny. We've talked a lot about these quarterbacks. We have not talked a ton about Drake May, and Drake May's highlights right now are on CBS Sports Network.
Well, he's your prototypical kid. You know, he's your 6'4", 225-pound, you know, pocket presence quarterback. That's who he is.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of like J.J. McCarthy in that regard, in a sense.
He's bigger, though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 2 inches bigger, yeah.
Yeah. So you love guys like that.
Yeah,
the
but he's your prototypical. I mean, like, I'm not saying he's going to be these guys, but he's not Josh Allen. He's more Joe Burrow.
Oh, okay. But Joe Burrow came in with some winning pedigree.
Well, he also, yeah, he went to LSU and had one of the greatest seasons ever in college history. But all I'm giving you is a perspective of what to think about when you're thinking about the player.
Okay.
And, you know, Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming, like, was a bucking bronco. You know, we knew what he was. You could see him, and you could see how he could play in inclement weather, how he could carry his team. And he didn't play against the greatest competition either in college. But you just knew that kid had something special about him. He just had to go to the right team. And luckily for him, he went to a building franchise in Buffalo, and Brian Daboll was his offensive coordinator and probably was pretty tough on him.
So the sense I'm getting from you right now is that you think Caleb Williams is going to be great, and you also think that wherever Michael Penix is going to go is going to be a coup for some team because
I think it's the right coach. I want to see him with the right coach. That's really what I want to see.
But these other guys, you're not all that into.
I mean, you know,
that's what it feels like to me. We've been talking about this a lot. You think that Jaden Daniels needs to put on some weight. He's a little bit too skinny. We've barely talked about Drake May, and he has that prototypical body that you love as a quarterback. You haven't talked a ton about him. And J.J. McCarthy, you're pointing out what other people are saying about him, but you don't seem to love him all that much either.
As far as what I see there is I see a kid that is a football junkie. I think he and Drake May are the same type of guy in terms of like football junkies, and I'm sure that the front offices of a lot of these teams like that personality.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to come in and, you know, be late for meetings. They're going to be good leaders. I'm sure that their teammates love them in college. J.J. McCarthy just seems to me to be an under-the-radar type guy because Jim Harbaugh had a great defense, and Jim Harbaugh loved to run the ball. So he didn't throw the ball nearly as much. You know, he didn't even throw for 3,000 yards last year.
Yeah.
But only 4 interceptions, and, you know, he ran the ball a little bit, and, you know, it wasn't too bad. But he was clearly on the best team, much like Joe Burrow was on the best team.
Yeah. I mean, the top of this draft could either go complete chalk, where you see those top 3 quarterbacks going in that same area, that Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, and then Drake May to the Patriots. Someone could trade up because they want J.J. McCarthy or Drake May. With the Patriots could end up moving down and using this year to just restock and get more picks and then get a quarterback maybe next year. But that, I think 1 and 2 seem to be solidified after Brian Kelly said that Jaden Daniels are going to be getting the ball into the hands of the weapons for Washington.
To me, Jaden Daniels makes sense for the Washington Commanders. He really does. I mean, because they haven't had an exciting player like him.
Since the rookie season RG3.
Yeah, very, very well put. I think that, to me, feels like that would be a place where Josh Harris and the new ownership there would want to have like an Anthony Richardson type. Like, okay, we know he's great. It's going to take a while. But once he gets it, he is going to be like, you know, must-see TV. And I kind of feel like that's what Washington needs. They need a player that their fan base can rally around. Well, I don't know necessarily that they would rally around say J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, the way I believe that they would rally around Jaden Daniels.
Okay. I mean, that's interesting. I mean, just because of the way that he plays the game, runs a little more electric opposed to...
You saw Anthony Richardson. You saw all of his stuff last year, and you were, like, right on it. You said he was going to be a top 10 draft pick. He ended up being, what, number 4 or 5 last year for the Colts. And, you know, unfortunately, they thrust him into the game way too early. And he ends up getting hurt because he thought that, you know, hey, I'm a big guy. I've always been the best athlete on the football field. Therefore, I can do whatever I want. No, you can't. Not in the NFL. You got to learn. You got to learn how to protect yourself. And now Marcus Mariota was signed by the Commanders. Not exciting, but it seems to me like they want a more of a mobile type quarterback and somebody that is going to be an explosive player. That's who Jaden Daniels is. He's an explosive player.
Let's go to Paul, who's out in Sayville. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to ask Boomer, do you think the Raiders might take Michael Penix at number 13?
They could. I mean, I'm impressed with the kid. I think the kid is incredible in terms of his accuracy, his arm strength. He ran a sub-4.640 at his pro day. By all accounts, every single interview that he's had has been really good. You know, Phil Simms told me about him 2 years ago when I was watching. I watched a couple Washington games, and I came in on a Sunday morning at NFL Today.
Yeah.
I said, did you see Penix last night? And then he went into the whole dissertation as to who he was, where he came from, how he was the highest recruited player ever to go to Indiana, and then he got hurt. But watching these last 2 years, there hasn't been a more accurate quarterback in college football, and he played against top-quality competition.
Yeah, I'd really like to know what people... So, all right, so Penix was rising up the draft board, and then he ends up getting looked at a little bit more. And I kept saying it's all going to come down to the medicals about where he's going to get drafted.
And some teams will flag him. Some teams will say, we don't want to deal with that. We don't want to take that issue. And believe you me, that happens more than we know.
Yeah, I mean, there is risk there. So, I mean, if you're taking a guy number 13 overall, and he blows out his knee when you knew he had bad knees and Achilles and everything else... then that's really bad. That sets your organization back. If you take him in the second round, third round, whatever, then you minimize the risk.
See, my hopes for him is his offensive coordinator in Washington the last couple of years is now the offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks right there, right in his backyard.
Yeah.
And Geno Smith is there. They picked up Geno Smith's option. Geno Smith has been a really good pro the last 4 or 5 years. It would be the perfect place for him to go and not have to play. And just watch and learn and see. And unfortunately for Geno, Geno's going to have to learn a new offense. In this case, if this kid goes to the Seattle Seahawks, he's not going to have to learn a new offense.
Kenny in Bayonne. What's going on, Kenny?
Gee, good morning, my man. How are you?
Good, Kenny. What do you got for us?
All right. I got for the both of you, Boom, a little more for you. Question is this. All the talk has been Drake May to Minnesota. Minnesota loves Drake May, Drake May, Drake May. And that's fine. But in my opinion, isn't Drake May and Sam Darnold the same person?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that Minnesota's going to trade, well, unless they trade for number three or four to get him, right. I guess. But I will say this. Kenny, I will say this. Minnesota is a great place for a young quarterback to go. They got a really good head coach. He's a former quarterback himself, and they are loaded on offense.
They absolutely are. But my thought is this. Donald, former number one, if they're the same person, only 3 years difference, why not throw your eggs in the basket with Donald, go forward, and draft the best, like Byron Murphy. Draft that best big monster defensive tackle at 11 and go back and get a corner at 3. Now you got an incredible defense.
At your 23, offense is loaded, I think, right?
At 23, I'm sorry, I apologize.
Yeah.
Your offense is loaded already, and if Donald is who you think he is, and if he is Drake May, we're ready to rock. Give him the contract for the next 4 years and go forward.
Yeah, man, you know what? I think Kevin O'Connell, I don't want to speak for your team, G. I think Kevin O'Connell and that GM out there want one of these young quarterbacks to excite, you know, the younger players on that team that are offensive. And, you know, they're going to have to give Justin Jefferson a mammoth contract.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what's going on here. They had flagged this year to move on from Kirk Cousins for a while, made it easier for them when he ended up popping the Achilles. They still tried to, like, give him a little bit of a deal to come back. Didn't work out. Atlanta wanted him more. And now they have to pay Justin Jefferson. They want a rookie quarterback. They just weren't bad enough to get up into the top three picks, four picks, and now they've acquired more first-round picks to try to get up there, and I haven't seen anybody willing to trade. So that's why they might end up overrating J.J. McCarthy and taking him, either trading up to take him or not. But that they want a young quarterback in this draft, and they were desperate to get one last year, couldn't get one last year. They want one this year. And you're right. I think that especially Kevin O'Connell, too, would really love to start with his own guy. Young guy that he can groom.
Right. So the Vikings right now have pick 11, pick 23 in the first round.
No. They have 8 and 23, right? Or no? No, 11. You're right.
11 and 23 in the first round. And then they don't pick again until 108th and 129. So If they're packaging something to get up there, it's going to have to be significant. It's probably going to have to include both of those draft first round draft picks and next year's first round draft pick. And
next year's too?
Yes.
Yeah.
If there's somebody that they are really looking at, I mean, they're just outside of, unless they decide that Michael Penix is their guy. I would love Michael Penix to go there.
So would I. I would like that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco here to pump up the Yankee fan and piss off the Met fan. What's up, Jerry?
Well, brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh, human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Monmouth University. Bigger thinking, more inspired, you amplified. I think the Mets can be pissed off on their own. They don't need me. And the Yankee fan can crow a little bit because right now they are 5-5. And it wasn't the likes of Stanton, Judge, and Soto last night. Instead, it was more like Volpe, Cabrera, and Torres.
Pitch. Torres lines one to deep left center field in the gap. It's a base hit. It'll go all the way to the wall. Cabrera, he can really run. He scores easily, a ribby double for Gleyber Torres, and the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
That was John Sterling, who sounds as good as ever right here on The Fan. Yankees would go on to a 5-2 win, made it 2-0 with that double there. Anthony Volpe had himself a night, as they say, 4-for-4, an RBI single, and 2 runs scored. Not too bad. Here was Volpe on, why are things clicking so early for this club?
I think we got a lot of really great guys in the clubhouse, a lot of really hardworking guys, and I think coming out of spring, we knew that we could come out to a fast start, and I think that's what we wanted to do, so it's nice to see.
And so five.
Sounds a lot like Gerrit Cole.
Yes, he does.
I forgot that he did.
Slightly deeper voice, but very close.
Yep, and the same type of phrasing and stuff, like the way he does, the way he speaks.
Here was Austin Wells. He drove in a run. He was with Susan. Nice to be 5-0.
Yeah, it feels great. I mean, getting to start the season off like this, you know, not many teams get to do that. So we're enjoying it and continuing to build momentum and looking to continue to win more games.
Who was the Yankee back in the day? We play today, we win today.
That's it. Mariano Duncan.
Eddie,
good
look
job.
At you. Not bad.
I knew you loved the Yankees.
So, Yankees 5-0. They'll give the ball to
Mr. Only a Yankee fan would know that.
Off the top of his head.
I had no idea who that was.
I didn't either. No, I didn't.
Or
not.
Just someone who pays attention.
No, or somebody who loves the Yankees.
Oh, that's me.
That's you, all right.
Nestor Cortez on the mound. Tonight, we'll have it on the Fan at 9 o'clock. As for the Mets, not good. Not good at all. They didn't score a damn run in 10 innings, and instead you had the Tigers score 5.
One right side, Wendell Fields. It pops out of his glove. He recovers and throws to second. It's not in time for the out there. Torkelson scores.
He does.
Oh, boy.
What?
No, just, I mean. The whole the crowd in the background.
It sounds awful. Yeah.
Joey Wendell. Here comes Torkelson to score. It's just the whole thing. Just
You're right. A blender of poop.
Crap. Here was Wendell. So, by the way, they would go on to score four more times, including the three-run homer from Carson Kelly. What happened on that play as he's playing second base?
Yeah, I mean, so we're in halfway depth there. Hard hit ball. I think something we think we can turn two on, you're going to turn two.
And instead, he turned nothing is what he did. Francisco Lindor, he's batting 063. They're 0-4 now. How do you stop this from spiraling and try to figure out where to win some games?
How do I gather the troops? Just do exactly what we did today. Just keep their vibes up. Keep the energy. Prepare. Continue to educate yourself and be ready to play the nine innings.
Well, last night was 10. So maybe if they're ready to play the 10th inning, they might have won.
Did you see the chase rate in the break or no?
No, I've been editing Kim Mulkey and Angel Reese. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
If I had a tape op, maybe I would have. But right, okay. Perhaps maybe next hour.
Dominic Schlupcheck is going to get you a tape op when he comes in here.
I will have a chase rate for you next hour. Sean Manaea, a no decision, 6 innings, 1 hit ball, 8 strikeouts, and has absolutely nothing to show for it. Adrian Hauer will get stiff tonight. He'll make the start on WCBS 880. Meantime, in Houston.
Ground ball. Dubon throws the first. Go hitter. Renan Blanco. In his 8th career start, the 30-year-old makes magic on April Fool's Day.
How about that? Astros TV with the call. Space, that's what it's called, the Space City Network. yes, I guess so. 10-0, they wound up beating the Blue Jays, did the Astros, and Blanco. So remember last hour I played the clip of him talking, it was Jeremy Pena talking about him having a baby. So reading more into that a little while ago, turns out he found out that she was born the same day he made the team a couple weeks ago. So that's kind of cool. Just his 8th major league start.
Jerry, how about that?
It's a bird. That was kind of cool.
It's a bird.
What does that have to do with anything? I just thought it was neat.
All right. I thought you were trying to tie it all together.
No, just that he had a really good day.
A very good day.
Very kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's all. Here he was with the translator on MLB Network. Did they discuss pitch count to you because he was at 70 going to the 6th inning?
No, they never talked to me about that. We just continued going, taking it along with the moment. And, you know, I really didn't feel the amount of pitches that I threw. So I just continued going out there and getting outs.
Wound up going 105 through 73 for strike. 17th no-hitter in Astros franchise history. All right, we go to the Elite Eight of the Women's NCAA Tournament. It was all about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, we know, and Clark really shined last night.
As we approach 5 minutes, step back, right wing three. You've got to be kidding me. Caitlin Clark grabs her chest, looks to the crowd, matches a career high with 9 threes.
Yes, she did. That's our guy Lance Meadow on Westwood One NCAA Radio.
Oh, yeah, from the Giants Radio Network.
Yeah.
You know, I know everybody wants to compare Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese is like a power forward. And Caitlin Clark has the ball in her hands the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That Van Lith girl for LSU.
Ellie Van Lith?
Yeah, who transferred in from Louisville. She's the one that handles the ball for LSU.
So she's to blame?
She was torched last night. She got torched.
Here was Clark tightening things up as they beat LSU 94-87 to advance.
I think we came out here and, you know, our second and third quarters, we played really, really good basketball. And LSU's a really good team. They're hard to guard. They're such good one-on-one players. You know, they break you down. They make tough shots. They killed us on the glass. But we were just resilient.
And they're resilient, and they get the win as they advance. Here was Kim Mulkey, the LSU head coach. What was your message to Clark when leaving the floor?
I said, I sure am glad you're leaving. I said, girl, you something else. Never seen anything like it.
Pretty high praise right there. And I guess I haven't got to it yet. I just started. So the girls' press conference was incredibly emotional, as you can imagine. And then that was like the first couple of comments she had with her first question. I guess they weren't out there for the national anthem last night.
It's something that they haven't done before, too. That I don't think they're out for the national anthem.
She said it's something to do with the clock was different than other games.
Well, whatever she wants to say. But people want to make something out of it. But I don't think that they had been out there all year for the national anthem. I was looking for whether or not that was the case. I'm so sick of fighting over this kind of crap.
Yeah, I honestly don't think that was intentional. They weren't trying to send any sort of message. I actually believe Kim Mulkey.
They do it all year. I think they've done it all year.
I don't think this was a thing.
Got it.
Unless the team voted on it during the year and said, we're not going to go out there for the national anthem, for whatever reason.
Yeah, I really...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Carried the ball nearly. Hand off Becker. Steps into it. Three. High Archer buries it top of the arc. Paige Beckers puts UConn up six in the Elite Eight. 3:34 to play.
Again, Westwood won NCAA radio with the call there. She finished with 28. And the Lady Huskies beat USC 80-73. So, hell of a Final Four matchup coming up next week with Iowa and UConn both advancing. Semifinals of the NIT tonight. Seton Hall plays Georgia. Indiana State facing Utah. All right, we get to your Rangers. They took on the Penguins last night at Madison Square Garden. A rare off night for the Blue Shirts.
And the Penguins' breakaway chance. Bemstrom moves into the net. Save Shesterkin. Oh, no, it got through him. I thought he had it. Bemstrom scores, and it's 3-0.
That turned out to be the deciding goal as the Penguins win 5-2, adding a couple of empty net goals. Sam Rosen on MSG. Ryan Lindgren says, bad game, move on.
Every time you lose, it's tough. And, you know, we had our chances tonight. You know, I don't think we played all that bad, but, you know, didn't defend, you know, real great, especially at the start. But, yeah, we're pissed off about this one, but we move on.
Pittsburgh had 20 shots on goal. You had Kreider with another goaltender interference. You had Trocheck hitting the crossbar. You had Trouba and Keandre Miller. I don't know where they were last night.
Did you sleep last night?
No.
I mean, you're breaking down Caitlin Clark being defended by Haley Van Lith.
Yes.
The way the Rangers
lit up.
Were defending their side of the ice.
Break, he was talking to me about Flames, Winnipeg Jets, what happened in the triple overtime.
My God, man. Did you actually watch the Yankees and Diamondbacks as well at 9:40?
I only watched the first three innings and fell asleep.
God, my, good for you. Did you watch the Islanders?
I saw Matt's goal, yes.
All right, well, I have instead the game winner. I found Chris King's call on WRHU.
They turn it over in their own end. Philly does. Kyle Palmieri in through the left circle. In the slot, Nelson shoots. He scores! Wow, Nelly! Brock's 30th of the season!
And it was the game winner in overtime.
Go,
Yeah, you should hear Torts after the game. I hope you can find that.
It's on the list.
Oh, he was perfect Torts last night.
Sounds good. Isles 3 points out of a playoff spot with 8 games to go. Pacers beat the Nets 133-111. Tyrese Halliburton 27 and 13 assists. You got the Knicks in Miami tonight, and this is what's called a little radio tease.
Oh,
for next hour. I know you guys love station drama,
of course.
Oh yeah.
So this is just a tease for next hour. There were some that were not happy with what happened on Friday with Spike and Evan for a variety of reasons.
Totally understand that.
One being the fact, whether it was real or not, one being the fact that Evan was off.
Yeah.
And that guy would be Sal Licata.
I mean, what's going on? We can just take off whenever we want? Doesn't matter? So whether it was fake or real, it pissed me off. And I believed what Spike was saying was true. And it should be true.
So there you go. A little tease for next hour. We'll hear more from Sal, who was taking aim at a lot of people.
About cage match, Sal and Evan.
Well, you know how that's going to go.
Not well for Evan.
Yeah.
I mean, Sal's not like an MMA fighter, but you get him in there with Evan and the anger issues that he has. I mean, he'd be torn apart.
Hey, I'm all Sal for this one, man.
Sal would grab that beard.
Go get him, Sal.
Yeah, but you kind of agreed that Evan should be at opening day.
I did, but I didn't understand the disconnect between him and Spike.
Well, there was no disconnect.
Well, yeah, there was, because Spike...
That's fake news. Sad.
Spike wanted him here on Friday. Like you said, you wanted him here on Friday.
Yeah.
But I knew that he was going to go to opening day. Now, he was supposed to go the day before, I understand. But once it got moved to Friday, I knew he was going Friday.
Man, oh, man. But did you think that was a good idea? That's what I'm trying to get at. You think that he should have missed the show to go to opening day? Because I said we all at
should,
the time
should,
that day I went around
should
the room.
He have missed it? No, he should not have missed it. But knowing what this means to him and his dad, and you know, I don't have a dad. My dad passed away, so I don't want to take that away from Evan and his dad.
You are unbelievable.
I'll give you one more of a tease for next hour.
We prioritize going to the games more than our job? Yeah, I did that too when I was working at Home Freaking Depot.
Yeah, so I remember at the end of that show, I went around the room and I said, am I wrong about this? Should Evan be working the whole thing? And everybody was like, no,
I was
he
not
should.
In the room.
Oh, you think he should have gone to the game?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
But, okay, so then
but
fine.
I was trying to be understanding because of the connection with his dad. That's all.
All right.
Maybe you should give it a shot.
Wow. My dad wouldn't go to a baseball game in Queens if someone kidnapped him. Telling you right now.
Okay. Well, you just take him to the Portly Village to watch it.
Yeah, I have. A couple times.
All right. Well, that's good then.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, I didn't know. But of course, Evan's dad wants to go.
Yeah, I don't even know if he did go with his dad. Did he go with his dad?
I hope so. Everything else was fake, so maybe not.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the fan.
I bet you he did.
And CBS Sports Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So this Rashee Rice thing is continuing as there are now pictures of him before this crash, and he's at a family party and he is raising up glasses, taking a shot. Now, I don't know if they know for a fact if he was driving or not, but this story is certainly getting crazier by the minute. And if you look, he's wearing the same clothes in this party as a man that was seen walking away. That is clearly him in the video of him leaving this accident.
Hey, come on. So, what are we doing here? He's lawyered up.
Yeah.
You know, and they know where he is. They can find him. And the more the stories come out, and obviously if you just watch the video, we've all been in a situation like that on one of these roads around here, or a couple of lunatics start, you know, weaving in and out of traffic.
Yeah, I had one today, actually, right before I got off the LIE onto the BQE. A guy in one of those, like, cars that has the engine, like one of those things that, like, soup it up without the muffler, flying by at 80 miles an hour doing God knows what. So, yeah, I mean, this one just got away from them, and luckily somebody didn't die in this accident.
So, yeah, a Chevy Corvette and racing a Lamborghini. I think it looked like a Lamborghini SUV to me. So, these kids, you know, look, it's frightening when you see it, and I think there was a mom of with two kids in her car that was involved in this wreck.
Yeah.
And thankfully, as you said, nobody died in this wreck, but I'm sure that there's some injuries and there's going to be some lawsuits. And if he's involved in this, the NFL's got a problem on its hand. A lot of these guys are racing cars and, you know, driving like this, and it goes back to the Henry Ruggs thing in Las Vegas.
I was just about to bring that up because it just shows you that, I mean, so here's Henry Ruggs, who is a wide receiver on a team in Rashee Rice's division, who goes through this thing, is going to be in jail for a very long time. There's people that are dead. His career and life as he knew it was over. And still, that doesn't register with someone like Rashee Rice going, like, you know what, maybe I probably shouldn't do this. You know what I mean? How much closer to home does it need to be than a peer who plays your position on a team you play twice a year, having that happen to you where you go, maybe we shouldn't be going 130 miles an hour racing down this road and maybe kill somebody? Yeah, it's unfortunate. But, I mean, it looks like he is going to have to. I don't think he's turned himself in yet.
No.
Yeah.
And there are videos of guys walking away from that, and they didn't stay there.
No.
You know, which makes it 10 times worse anywhere you are. But I think I was reading in Texas, it's significantly worse if you leave the scene of a crash.
Yeah. I mean, these guys picked up the important stuff that they had in the cars and just started walking away. In the video, people are like, you're just going to leave your cars behind? And they didn't even respond, just kept walking. So It is a really, really bad look, but luckily nobody died in this particular crash.
Well, the interesting thing will be, you know, obviously they didn't get him to the point where they could have done a blood alcohol level or anything of that nature because he left the scene of a crime.
That's right. But, I mean, if the laws are what they are with leaving a scene of an accident, then it might be worse than driving drunk.
Could be.
And then I was sad to see that Vontae Davis passed away. I don't know the circumstances around it. Only 35 years old, a cornerback for the Dolphins and the Indianapolis Colts. I don't know if he ended up playing somewhere else, but he had two very interesting and funny moments during his NFL career that made him a popular player. One was on Hard Knocks with the Miami Dolphins, where the GM, Jeff Ireland, had called him in to the office and said that he was traded, and he just kept asking if he could call his grandma. He's like, hold on a second. He's like, I gotta call my grandma. I said, hold on, I'm just gonna talk to her. I was like, no, I need to call my grandma. And it became like this fun moment where people liked him. And then the impromptu halftime retirement.
Maybe. Yeah.
And that he actually cashed in on that afterwards. I think it might have been one of the gambling sites ended up hiring him as an endorser after he did that, and he popped up on a commercial like, hey, who's the next guy who's going to retire at halftime? Like, here are the odds on FanDuel or whatever it was.
But yeah, so they haven't really reported as why he passed away.
Yeah, they did say that they didn't suspect foul play.
And he was by himself.
Yeah, so there are things that pop into your head. But he, you know, it would be surprising if he took his own life. Not that I know the guy, but the stuff that I saw when he was an NFL player.
You see, like, he was bright, funny.
Yeah.
Upbeat, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I remember, like, when he retired, he was just like, I didn't want to do this anymore. And I, like, decided in that moment I didn't want to do it anymore. So I left. It was sort of like, kind of,
it wasn't Antonio Brown kind of leaving.
No. He was just like, man, I've kind of had enough now.
Yeah.
That's it. It was sad to see, because I remember a couple of moments in his career vividly where it was a big story, and a lot of his teammates had a outpouring of emotion because he was a good teammate and a good guy. So that was sad.
That's the thing I always tell everybody. Like, you don't realize it, like, when you're in a locker room, just how close you are to these guys that you play with, because you spend so much time with them.
Yeah.
You spend more time with them than you do your family.
That is true.
And it is like, from meetings to practice to screwing around, you know, going out at night, hanging out, whatever it may be, you end up spending more time with your teammates during the football season, and you develop like an understanding as to who they are as people. And like, that's always, there's nothing quite like it. And that's the thing that we all, those of us who do retire, miss the most. It's just the hanging out in the locker room.
The locker room stuff.
Right. It's just, it's too funny, especially, it's great when you're winning. So, like, if you're the Yankees right now and you're in that dugout, like, it is the greatest. Like, you can't wait to go to work. You can't wait to be the next guy up. You can't wait to be the next guy that's going to make the next great play to keep the winning going. Now, on the other side is the Mets, and I've been on that side, too. That's no fun. And you got to fight your way out of it. Somehow you got to fight your way out of that negativity.
More on those two teams coming up. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.